Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is Direct Mail, Monday, April 15th, 2024. Steve Cypress here, and right off the bat, gotta let you know that I'm going to help you out here with some business building tips. And if you want more, there's a whole bunch of ways to get help from me. You can go to one of my websites, thewowstrategy.com. You can watch a free video there. You can also get on my calendar. I'll contact you to get you some more training, more information, point you in the right direction. You can send me a message here if you just want to do it that way and get on my calendar for my help. I love helping small business owners. I'm going to help you out right here. Also, please, wherever you're watching this, put a like, put a comment, subscribe, share it with people, come back for my other videos. That really helps me to get the word out and to motivate me to keep doing these videos that I do every single day. Live on Facebook, and then I post it to my blog and podcast and all over social media and such. So what's hitting my direct mailbox this week? Well, a really good piece of marketing to help people attend a free workshop, a free event, which is a fantastic way if you sell anything that is either complex or expensive or both, or you just want to improve the sales of anything that is tangible, concrete. Even if you are a plumber, you can hold an event on plumbing. I've helped many plumbers do it and get a lot more customers, repeat business, referrals, people that'll put their stickers on their, you know, plumbing, on their heating and air unit. They'll think of you whenever something breaks in their house for any kind of home contract, or anybody at all can use events to sell your business. I hope you're using them. But the main thing, the main reason people tell me, the two main things why more business owners don't host events. Number one, they don't know what to say. I can help you with that. Again, go to thewowstrategy.com or message me and we'll get on the phone and I'll help you out. And number two, the main thing is they don't know how to do what's known in the seminar business as putting the butts in seats, getting your ideal prospects to attend. They tell me all the time they get plenty of not their ideal prospects to attend, people that just want the free food or the have something to do, networking, or they're known as the plate lickers in the seminar business. They'll just go for the free meals one after the other, one after the other. They have no intention of becoming anyone's client. So you got to get the right people in the room. You got to do it systematically. You got to do it pretty much hands off so you can spend your time doing what you love and what you're best at, which is running your business and helping people. Leave it to the experts to get the people in the room, such as this piece, clearly done by an expert like me. This is the kind of stuff I do. Again, if you want my help, let me know. Main mistake people make when they look to attract people to attend an event, whether it's an open house, a tour of the facility, and a webinar, a seminar, online, in-person event, anything at all, they make the mistake they try and sell the product or the service, when your event marketing should do one thing, one thing only. Sell the event, get people to attend the event. Then you can talk about your product or service. So this one does an excellent job. It's tabbed, it's a self-mailer tabbed here with these glued seals on it. So I'll open it up and hopefully it continues being excellent on the inside and doesn't violate the rule that I just told you about. But I have a feeling from the outside that it's gonna be done right because I can tell it's done by a professional. One way you can tell is the postage is paid in Austin, Texas. Now, if I can get that to focus. All right. Austin, Texas is where it's mailed from, but it's an event that's happening here in Arizona. So therefore, you know that an expert like me, because I promote and help people fill events all over the country, all over the world, really. And so the mail is usually not mailed from the actual venue or the location where the business or the event is. It's mailed from my fulfillment house, right? So first of all, they start out focusing again on selling the event. So you, they start with a very powerful word in advertising marketing, is the word you. So they start with that powerful word, you, and you are invited. People like being invited to things. You're invited to a special event. People especially like being invited to something that is special, not just a run-of-the-mill event. So they're doing great here on the wordsmithing. You're invited to a special event, and then they're going to call out who it's for. It's for retirees or those soon to retire. So clearly, if you ask me already, I know it's something about retirement, right? It's probably a financial advisor talking about retirement strategy. So that's for somebody that's not me, but that's somebody that's nearly retiring. I'm in the prime of what I do. I've got nearly four decades of experience, so I love sharing with people. I don't see slowing down or retiring anytime soon. But this event is for people, I guess a lot of people that work for us, which is 90% of America here. Only 10% are business owners or self-employed. The other 90%, first of all, it's tax day today for them. We had a corporate tax day a month ago, but they look to retire because they hate their job. They hate their boss. They hate their life. They want to stop doing it. They want to do something fun to us. Hopefully you run a business. Hopefully you're having fun and you're making money. So possibly you want to retire from that, but hopefully when you retire, you do something else. I can't see ever stopping helping people myself. I help people for a living. I'll continue to help people. I will say that now, as opposed to earlier in my career, I do help more people for free, pro bono, than I when I did younger, when I was, you know, up and coming and needed to, you know, make money and grow a business and all that kind of stuff. Now I'm in a phase, of course, of putting food on the table, but also giving back and providing help to people that are up and coming or possibly actually on the downside, or in this economy with government spending out of control and inflation out of control, a lot of people having a tough time, even business owners. So I'm helping out a lot of people. So I host a lot of events. I speak at a lot of events, and I help my clients host events. And then I have clients that help their clients host events. It's one of the best ways to grow a business. So look how they sell the event. They got a big juicy steak in the picture, and they say, join us for dinner at Cooper's Hawk, which is a nice restaurant. It's not the most fine dining restaurant there is, but it's not an Applebee's or a you know, a fast food place or anything like that either. It's a nice restaurant. And if you've ever been there, you see the subtitle, they call the restaurant the Winery and Restaurants. And it's all about wine. You walk into any Cooper's Hawk and they got all kinds of wine, and they're all about, they have wine, I think, lockers for you to store your wine. So it's there when you come in for your meal. And there's a wine of the month club there and stuff like that. So it's a high-end type of thing. So right away, that's smart. If you're hosting a seminar, you want to throw off that high-end vibe if you are looking to attract affluent prospects, right? So I can tell already that this is a financial advisor's event who wants to advise people with money. Financial advisors usually get paid on a share of the profits or a percentage, or there's all different ways they get paid, but they like to deal with people that have money. They can do a lot more, as I can with business. I can help businesses that are already bringing in millions a year, bring in an extra few million dollars much easier than I can help someone with just an idea or a side hustle or, you know, never had success before, or kind of, you know, struggling solopreneur, doesn't know what they're doing. Much tougher to help them get millions of dollars. I've still done it, but it's much easier to help people who are already successful become more successful. So that's who they're targeting here. People who want to go to a fine restaurant, fine dining, big juicy steak, and on the back, more selling of why you should attend. They're talking about the Brad Cooper, there it is, independent advisor. They're going to tell you all about 30 years of experience, and he's done this and that. Oh, he's seen on this, and he hosts this, and he's on Channel 13, CBS affiliate in Tucson, and there's his address and a little logo of the company, and then the weasel claws, a fine print, whatever. But there's really nothing there. It's all the typical financial mumbo jumbo. It's nothing about you can't attend this dinner if you've ever attended another one and not bought something, or, you know, blah, blah, blah. So it's all good stuff there. It's not weaseling out of the free dinner. One surprising thing, not using that most powerful word in all of advertising and marketing. You is the second most powerful word, but free is the most powerful word. And it could have said, join us for a free dinner, or you're invited to a special event, including free dinner. Let's see if they get smarter about that on the inside, where they have a headline about how you should plan and protect for environment, you should ask a professional to help you out. All successful people know that. That's why I have a business, because successful business owners know that they should be doing their business, running their business, doing what they're great at, not pretending to be some expert in marketing and advertising or learn everything about it. It took me years, a lot of money, a lot of coaching, a lot of one-on-one help, a lot of group help, flying all over the place, conferences, seminars, masterminds, coaching. Like, run your business, hire somebody to do all the stuff that you don't want to do or you're not great at. You have two choices, which is smart. A week apart on a Tuesday, April 23rd, or a Wednesday, May 1st. They tell you the time. They tell you RSVP soon. Seating is limited. It almost always is. I mean, the room they're going to give you at a restaurant like this might seat 15 couples or so. So you better act quick. Don't miss this event if you own a home, have assets, an IRA, 401k, or other investment accounts. Again, they're calling out the target. They're looking for people with money. They own a home, have assets, have retirement accounts. Then they have several different ways to respond. They have the phone number, they have the website. I guess just the two ways to respond. Sometimes you can put a QR code on here, but again, they're attracting seniors. So seniors not into QR codes. That's for the younger crowd. It's not like we're idiots, so we don't know how to use it, but we like the phone call. We like to meet the advisor in person. Talking about seniors, people with money, more affluent people. They like to do things the old-fashioned way because you can build more trust in person than you ever could by just sending text messages or all the technical stuff that if you're attracting younger audiences, you want to focus on. But you're attracting the baby boomer crowd with money. They want to see you in person, or at the very least see you on a video. They want to talk to somebody. That's the best way they want to buy. So that's what events help you do, whether it's online or off. That's how people get to know you, get to trust you, get to like you enough to want to take the next step. And I'm guessing the next step from this is he would schedule individual meetings with the prospects and want to speak further about any of the concepts that he's going to introduce at this dinner seminar. So I do notice on here, I don't see that they're using the word free anywhere, which is a mistake. But the mistake, the reason that I see people making that mistake is they think that they're attracting a sophisticated audience. And so at the very least, they would use words like complimentary or no cost, but they somehow avoid the word free like it's a dirty word. Believe me, there's a reason that people with money have money, because they like the word free. Okay, they like saving money and they like being careful with their money, and they like a free steak dinner. That sounds great to them. They live below their means. They save their money. That's why they're affluent. That's why they're wealthy. So the word free works with everybody. The word you works with everybody. This is well done. This is the kind of stuff you want to do. It's full color. It's got like the gold outline. So it's very affluent oriented. It sends off that vibe that if you have money, he's your guy. He's top of the line for all these reasons. And at the very least, you're giving it a nice, big, fat, juicy steak, which is what you're used to eating, Mr. Multimillionaire Prospect, who is the person that he wants to attend this seminar. Make sense? So it's all about attending the seminar. It's not selling somebody on becoming a client of the advisor. And I have a feeling that the event is going to be all about selling to come into our office for a meeting, or we'll come to your home for a meeting. It's going to sell the next step, one step at a time. This does an excellent job of putting the butts in the seats. I have no doubt that both of these dinners will be completely sold out, or of course he's not selling the dinner, so they'll be completely filled with the butts in the seats, and that's what your event marketing should do. But of course, I teach a before, during, and after strategy for event marketing. So this is before. I help people with what to do during the event, what to say, more importantly, what not to say, and then especially what to do after the event to take advantage and seal the deal on what happened at the event and get repeat business and referrals and lifetime customers, clients, patients, members from your event. So if you want help with any of that, please like the video, subscribe to the video, share the video or the audio or whoever you're reading this anywhere. Send me a message wherever you are, again, reading this or watching it or listening to it. If you just want to talk and get on my calendar, or you can just go right to the website, thewowstrategy.com, get some free training, and I'll offer you a whole bunch more free stuff. And just like people at this seminar, they'll get a free meal and a ton of food. So they'll get a ton of value and they'll learn a lot of stuff from this top financial expert. Whether they become a client or not, it's the same when you go to my website or you get on the phone with me. Whether you become a client or not, I'll make sure you get plenty of great information, great help heading your way, because that's what I'm here to do. So please, again, like, subscribe, share, send me a post a comment, tell me what you think, post any questions at all. I always respond when appropriate. And thank you for being here today on Direct Mail Monday, April 15th, 2024. I'll catch you back here again tomorrow with more business building tips based on something in the news, because I'm going to call it Topical Tuesday, and I will catch you tomorrow. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Sharp Entrepreneurs, hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.